Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Welcome to Chewing the Fat, special edition. I had an opportunity to talk to Ann McInerney, wife of Phelan Mackler, and they are the ones that put together My Son Hunter, the movie that is happening. The filming has started, and I caught up with her yesterday afternoon after Chewing the Fat was over, and we talked about the movie, and we talked about what's happening in Serbia, and we may have touched on a few other topics in the news that is happening around the globe, and it was just a fun interview, so I wanted to share it with you. So thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. So I've been watching the social media feeds from My Son Hunter, the movie that we asked you to help fund, mysonhuntermovie.com, with Phelan Mackler and his wife Ann McInerney, and they are now underway. The movie has started filming, and so I've been trying to hook up with them in Serbia, and I finally got Anna on the phone. I mean, I know you guys are busy putting a movie together, but you didn't see me calling. What's the deal, Ann? How are you? Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, how's it going? I got a ton of questions to ask, but first we'll just get it. We'll start with the filming is underway. How's everything proceeding?
It's going so well. It's unbelievable. I mean, we're here in Serbia, obviously incredible locations. Robert Davi is directing the film. I mean, everyone, you know, a veteran actor. He's been in everything.
Yes.
One of the favorite Bond villains. And you know what he is? He's an artist. I mean, we're so lucky to have him. He is so meticulous. And we have Lawrence Fox playing the role of Hunter Biden. And we have John James, who people remember from Dynasty, playing Joe Biden. And I can tell you, it is shocking how good he is. It's scary, you know, and he's got his hair done, and you know, makeup did great job with him, and he's got the mannerisms down just perfectly, and it's amazing what we're doing here. And this is, you know, this is the kind of work that people on the right just don't do. The left spend enormous time getting their stories told in Hollywood, on TV, on Netflix. You know, they did the Comey rule. You know, they spent $40 million on the Comey rule. They made the Borat film. They spent $60 million in total on the Borat movie. Knocked Down the House on Netflix. So they do this. They realize the importance of entertainment. And on our side, it's really just us. So,
right. You know, I know.
And we're crowdfunding this. You know, we're crowdfunding, as you know, at mysonhunter.com, and people can go there. I mean, people have been so generous so far. You know, we're nearly there with the budget, but we're not quite there. So that's always the worry, you know. But it's amazing. You know, it's amazing. We have really talented people here. The crew in Serbia are fantastic. And the reason we came to Serbia, maybe some of your listeners are thinking, why did they go to Serbia? Well, it looks a lot like Ukraine. Let's just put it that way.
I love that. Yes. I know. So yes. I see one of the posts that you guys did while you were there, and you seem to be shocked by it. I guess I probably would be now too, as well. Is that everywhere, inside and out, people are smoking?
It's really weird, right?
Because
I don't know how old you are, but I'm old enough to remember people smoking indoors.
I am too.
And then you know. Yeah. And then it's like 20 years later and you're like, more than 20 years later, obviously. And I'm like, you walk into places and you think, oh my God, that's somebody smoking. By the way, when you live in LA, first of all, you never see anyone smoking anyway. But now, like, all we go into all these places, and actually just here, we're in this hotel in the center of Belgrade. And downstairs at night, when the crew come back, there's three other movies being shot here at the same time. Two other big American productions are happening here. And so everyone arrives back at night, whatever time they finish shooting. Tonight, we're finishing at midnight. But people come back, they end up in the bar, they're stressing about what happened, what didn't happen, what's going to happen, but they're chain smoking and drinking bourbon, and it's kind of quite the scene. It's kind of amazing. And you know, and you go upstairs, you go to bed afterwards, and it's like,
right.
Why am I coughing? Do I have COVID? Right. No, I don't have COVID. I've just been in a room full of people smoking. It's like, it's incredible, you know.
But it would almost make me feel like I wanted to. I'm glad that I wasn't smoking anymore. You know, those are the times when I used to drive me insane when I was smoking. When you were in those huge rooms where everybody smoked, it's like, oh, I can't do it anymore. Just amazing.
Oh, I know. I was a smoker, and I did enjoy smoking in my day, but I do remember those times. I was talking to Phil about it. Like, you know, it was that thing where in Ireland, you'd go into a bar, you go into a hotel, and you couldn't see very far. Do you know what I mean? You
right.
had a certain amount of time. And after that, it was like, I don't know what's behind that, because there's a wall of smoke there. So, yeah, people are chain smoking around here, but they're roasting chestnuts on the street. I mean, it's very Eastern European. They have all these beautiful Orthodox churches. And one of the scenes we had this week, we shot, I mean, really lucky. We got to use a location inside the Royal Palace here. There's actually a royal family here. And they allowed us to use a church within the grounds of the Royal Palace, which is like really dramatic and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pictures. So I mean, Robert's really happy. I mean, he's just getting the stuff that he wants. And this is an incredible story. For everyone to remember, this is the story that was suppressed. This is the story of Hunter Biden, who got $83,000 a month from a Ukrainian energy company. You know, and these are not stupid people. They gave him that money for 5 years. And that's 5 years, during which time, according to himself, in his memoir, he said he smoked crack cocaine every 20 minutes. He spent $700 buying drinks for himself at the Chateau Marmont of an afternoon. And you're meant to believe that he was bringing value to Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, or to the Chinese, or to the Russians. I mean, he got a $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. And you know the truth is? The truth is he was bringing value.
Yes, he was. For them, he was. Darn right he was.
Yep, these people aren't stupid. They're not handing over. You know, they gave him a diamond. The Chinese gave him a diamond ring. They gave him these credit cards with $100,000 on them for spending money. They were getting something for this, you know. And this guy was, God help him, by the way. I mean, Phelan makes the point, you know, we're Irish. We really can't be too cynical about people with alcohol or drug difficulties, you know. We invented alcoholism and then exported it around the world. So we have to be a little sensitive on that front.
Well, thank you.
You know,
thank
here's
you,
a guy,
though.
A very broken guy, whose father used him as a bag man. And used him to be the guy who would get 10% and 50% for the big guy.
Yes.
And that's the story we're telling. And, you know, by doing it in a movie, and it's entertaining, this will be funny as well as serious, but it'll tell the story and people will get to see it. Because one way, a lot of people make political speeches. There's an awful lot of people who aren't interested in listening to political speech, but they'll watch a movie.
Yes.
They'll watch a movie with beautiful women, strip clubs in Ukraine. They'll watch that movie, which is the movie we're making. Because we're telling the unvarnished truth about what happened here, and you can help us do that. And we're a charity. We're a 501c3, so people can give, and they will get like a tax write off. And we've raised just short of $2 million so far, but we need 2.5 to get this thing out there.
Pretty
so
close. We're close.
I hope your listeners will help. You know,
yes.
I mean,
we're close.
You know, this is a small budget. I mean, for a movie, this is actually a small budget.
So
but,
how much
it's
fun?
Amazing.
I would love. I'm sure you're, you know, talking with you know, everyone every day. Is how much fun is Lawrence Fox having playing Hunter, or has he realized what a sad character he is yet?
No, he's having fun. I mean, he's a great actor. He's rad, trained. You know, he's come up through the old school, and he's from a very distinguished, you know, family of actors. So, you know, he's loving it and relishing it. But it's what's amazing to be on set with these people is these are really professional people who are artists, you know, and watching these people and, you know, and Robert is such an artist. He's like, No, I saw. I just left the set there, and he, you know, we were shooting a scene with anyway, some Russians, and basically, you know, he didn't like the way the light shone on this particular thug, and he was like, no, let's go. We're just going to do that again. Let's do this again. So, good. You know, it's beautiful, and I think funny, the actors are so appreciative of having Robert because he's an actor's you know, he's an actor's director, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
He knows how to get the best out of these guys in their performances, and they're giving it hell. I mean, it looks amazing. I mean, as I said, we've got a $2.5 million budget, but I'm telling you, the pictures look like $10 million.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Ann McInerney, a part of the Ann and Phelim Scoop podcast, if you want to get involved, but they're also, part of the MySonHunterMovie.com or MySonHunter.com that you can donate to, or at least give a little bit of money, help finish making this movie. Where are you at with when I last talked to Phelim, we joked about how many times we were updating the script because so many things change and new information comes out, and somebody else has found something else on the laptop that we needed to know. I was wondering, have we reached a point now, even though we've started filming, that we're done, we're not going to change it anymore, or is there still room for wiggle room for, oh my gosh, we have to put that in now?
It's amazing. There are rewrites, and I think this is kind of typical of movies, actually. There are rewrites going on all the time, small rewrites, bigger rewrites. And as you say, you know, there's information coming out all the time. So we're kind of, you know, obviously you have to at one point say enough, we have to do this.
Right.
We've chosen our locations. But I have to say, I think Robert is enjoying, let's say, injecting a fun aspect to this. And the other thing that's interesting that Robert is doing is, you know, not to make these people out to be total villains, if you know what I mean. These are human beings, flawed human beings who did some terrible things, but he's making them human. And that's very Hollywood. It's very... You know, this is how you make a great movie.
Yeah.
You don't have people one thing or another thing. You know, it's nuanced. But what they did, I mean, there's no varnishing that. No way to get away from that.
I know, and sadly, it's they're still doing it, which really is frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm well more than frustrating,
100%.
But they're still
100%.
Doing it.
And this idea, this act, you know, your listeners are more informed than the average, so they know. You know, that there are paintings by Hunter Biden that are more expensive than Picasso's. Like, so, you know, we don't need to have gone to an art college to understand that this is rotten. This is rotten to the core. This is extraordinarily corrupt at a level that is really unheard of. And this is what's happening. And this is this is who we have as a president of the United States. And when the White House were confronted with this issue of the art, you know, they chose as the best way to move forward, let's make this totally lacking in transparency. That's the best solution.
No, it's not lacking in transparency.
That.
We're making sure that we don't tell you who buys it. That's because we're being more transparent than ever.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that worked right. It is. It absolutely is beyond belief. And we get sold
it. Story needs to be told. And you know what's amazing? I mean, so many people on, you know, conservatives know who Hunter Biden is. They know the story. But on the right, on the left, people haven't even heard his name. They don't know the name. I mean, you know well that the Media Research Center did some polling on this with McLaughlin, found that a huge number of Democrats who voted for Joe Biden had never heard of Hunter Biden, had never heard about Burisma, had never heard about the Chinese or the Russians, knew nothing of these deals. This is who this movie, you know, will be getting to. Will be getting to those undecided voters or voters who didn't know and said if they had known, it would have changed how they would have voted. Yeah, did we have interference in the election? Yes, we did.
Yeah,
how you interfere with an election.
The polls are already claiming that people believe that because the laptop story, you know, went away, that it affected the election. Well, yeah, it sure did. Hello, when we see that, we see the results of that every freaking day.
Yes,
it's agonizing.
I mean,
and just as a side note, the thing that really pissed me off today, Ann, was that I find out that. They're sending, President Biden is off doing his, you know, in Glasgow, or he's on his way to Glasgow anyway, after his run-in with the Pope, and which is another whole joke story. But they're sending Barack Obama over there as well. So he's just going to run. They're just sending him. So that will cover Joe Biden's ass over there, because he'll take all the heat. Obama will be there. He's the one that's going to. It just is unbelievable to me. So, I mean, I mean, that's almost admit. Yep, it's his third term. Yeah, that whole Constitution thing. You were voting for me anyway. Don't worry about it. It's just unbelievable. Anyway,
That is unbelievable.
I mean,
along with the fact that 30,000 people from around the world, by the way, are going to a climate conference to tell the rest of us that we shouldn't get in the plane. These are really bad people. These are terrible people. And we've seen how the elite have operated with COVID. You know,
yes, we have.
Just imagine when they get to do what they want to do with climate change. Just imagine how much control they want to have. You know, you'll have to say, well, my mother died. Can I please go on a plane? Could I please go on a plane because my parent died? Or, you know, I mean, I can see this as a potential.
Yes. I mean, we had Zuckerberg tell us yesterday in his meeting, right, about if we use his metaverse, that will, if everyone just didn't take one plane flight a year, imagine how that would help the climate. Yeah, okay, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. I'm imagining for you, okay, Mark? No problem.
We'll keep imagining. I mean, just extraordinary. I mean, amazing. And then obviously, you know, there's so many stories coming out at the moment. And also the idea of giving $450,000 to people who came across the border illegally. I mean,
that cannot stand. That I will not allow that to happen. I have absolutely no power.
Even Democrats have to say, look, enough is enough.
And I feel like we're almost being Overton windowed with that. Like the story is the $450,000, but that's ongoing negotiations. So I feel like, well, we'll end up just giving them $100,000 and we're supposed to be okay with that. They better not get a freaking penny, man. I'm telling you, that cannot stand.
No. You know, the country has enough. The country has enough problems.
Yes.
Without having to do that. You know, people. It's unbelievable.
I know, and I know. I know. I'm keeping you. So we're talking to Ann McElroy.
I'm really enjoying this, actually. But this is why people. But I would urge people to please support us if you can.
Yes.
At michaelhunter.com. You know, as I said, the left make art. They make movies. They make TV shows. They create art to tell their stories, and their stories are not the truth. So we're telling the truth in this film. Nothing in this film will be untrue. All of the big things in this film, the most shocking things in this film, are things that are true. And there's one story about Hunter Biden. I don't know if Salem told this one to you, but it's the one that really bothers me and should bother, I think, your audience, and I think will bother them. So, you know, he wrote this memoir. You know, he wrote a memoir.
Oh, yes, his memoirs. I always thought the title should be I'm Not Bo, but go ahead.
Oh, God, is that not the truest thing ever? Unbelievable. And by the way, you saw what happened today with Joe Biden. He gave the, you know, something from Bo to the Pope.
That's embarrassing.
At the back of the book, you know, at the back of the book, it says he went to Yale. He's a lawyer. But then it goes on to say that he is the father of three daughters.
Yeah, they just do.
And a son.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know what? And it's like, you're writing a memoir, and you have just ghosted a child.
Right.
You are not the father of three daughters. You are the father of four daughters. And I can tell you one thing, that's going to get in the movie. Because
good.
What an extraordinary thing. And this has got zero to do with politics. Zero. This is about common decency.
Amen.
And civility and humanity.
You hear those interviews from the President of the United States giving interviews talking about how he talks to his grandchildren every night. Not a mention of that one.
And it really beggars belief, you know, because we all know, and we've all lived a little bit longer, and we've learned a lot about, you know, when I was back in the day, I was a teacher, and they talk so much when you train to be a teacher about those years, 0 to 3. They say, like, basically everything happens. And the things that happen to you when you're 0 to 3 are so significant. So there's a little child in America whose grandfather is the president of the United States, who is ghosting a toddler.
Yep.
And you know what? It happens to toddlers. They grow up. And when they grow up, she will look, that girl, and she will see that she was written out of history by the president of the United States. And there's only one reason that that was done. Only one reason. And the reason is that it shines a light on Hunter Biden. And then Democrats say, who's Hunter Biden? And then they find out. And that's the reason that that child has been negated and wiped out of history.
I mean, that child, he denied that the child was his until it was proven in court.
That's
and
right.
then we still, yep. we're still just ghosting. It doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't. You still don't exist to me. Oh, okay.
No, well, I'll tell you one thing. That child will exist in our movie and will be recognized. And history will mark that this is what the first family of the United States thought was an appropriate thing to do, to cover up their corruption by throwing a child into the dust heap of history.
It's embarrassing. I mean, the whole thing is just embarrassing, and that's why I'm so excited about the movie and so excited that this actually happens. We're talking to Ann McInerney, you know, from AP Scoop podcast, which you can listen to, and I know that they you can follow them on all their social media accounts to get updates on the filming of My Son Hunter, which is underway in Serbia, which is where we're talking to Ann from right now today here on Chewing the Fat. What about just one quick thing? I know you got to go. I could, you know, I'm just going to keep going until you tell me, shut up, fat man, I gotta go.
It's all good. It's all good.
So we've got the script pretty much locked down, except for, you know, maybe a few changes here or there now. Any ideas in your head to what the soundtrack will be, or are you waiting for that?
Oh, that's very interesting. Let me tease you here. Let me tease you and tease your audience by saying that a very famous, world famous musician, artist is very interested in helping with the music, and I can't say who it is yet, and we've had some very interesting conversations with that person, and I think the music will actually become a character. And I think in great movies you have this soundtrack that becomes almost like it's like a commentary running underneath everything that happens. And we're talking to somebody very, very interesting about the music. So yes, but all of this needs to be paid for. And so that's why we're desperate to get people to give what they can at mysonhunter.com. You know, you think about all of the large conservative organizations, massive organizations, they, you know, have huge, huge budgets. We do huge things with tiny budgets. And I think people will remember we did the Gosnell movie. And you know the thing that's
fantastic,
most gratifying about the Gosnell movie? Thank you. And I know people, I mean, I get letters to this day about the Gosnell movie. We saved lives. You know, children are alive today that would not have been alive if people hadn't seen that movie. And we know it because they wrote to us and told us. You know, that one guy who, you know, I won't say his name, but he was a paratrooper and he was in Afghanistan. And he wrote to me when the movie came out and said he couldn't get a copy of it. And I said, sir, I will make sure you get a copy of it. I sent a copy to him. He showed it to his unit. And two of that unit were in an unplanned pregnancy situation and changed their minds because of the movie.
So
awesome. This is the power of movies to make people, you know, you sit down and watch a movie for 90 minutes and you change much more than any political speech. You know, it because it grabs you by your emotions and you're entertained. And while you're entertained, you're learning something that you didn't know before. And that's exactly what we're going to do again with this film.
That's fantastic. And I know you got to go. I'll let you go. Thank you. Because I actually wanted to talk some more about, you know, if you have any weapons on set or anything. I mean, we know terrible things happened here back in the States.
I am so aware of that. We actually covered that in our last podcast. And actually, today we do have weapons on site on the set today. And I saw all of the way that they were handled today. Incredibly professional. And yeah, you know, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered in this tragic situation that happened.
Oh, I mean, they're busy blaming it on. They're busy already trying to blame it on everyone. And the press conference
For Alec Baldwin.
I know. And the press conference was a nightmare the other day.
Another thing that's amazing about this Alec Baldwin story and what happened to this poor lady who's lost her life, it's just unbelievable, unnecessary.
I know, her family is just so sad.
No one's talking about this Alec Baldwin character, not in the mainstream media anyway. They're not talking about, well, let's have a look at this character called Alec Baldwin. What was his past like? What kind of a past does this guy like? Here's a guy who has a past of assaulting people.
Yep.
Physically assaulting people who were doing their job.
I think
assaulted two photographers.
Yeah, I mean, we've witnessed one main assault was right there on the street in New York City over a parking space.
Yeah.
I mean,
this guy is.
I know. Anyway, yeah. And thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I just wanted to catch up and see what's happening with the movie. I can't wait for the movie.
We'll have more news. Yeah, we have more news, so we should talk again.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We really appreciate it, yeah.
MySonHunterMovie.com or MySonHunter.com. When we were doing the commercials, it was My Son Hunter Movie, so they could track it. So I guess since we're not doing commercials anymore, it's just MySonHunter.com. Either way, if you can give a little money for that, do so. Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat. Special interview with Ann McElhinney. You knew her, of course, for her husband. Fela Mackler has been on the show before. And some interesting stuff that's happening in Serbia and from around the country on My Son Hunter. And I'm sure, oh my gosh, I would love to be a fly, well, you know, big fly, on the wall at the White House to hear what the Bidens and his people all think about this. I'm sure they're unfamiliar with it. So I'm out of here. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review, follow, do all the stuff that you're supposed to do. You know what you're supposed to do. Just do it.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.